Hello, all of our YouTube followers and people of MPL and whatever else. Welcome to a new series, kind of. I don't know if we can consider it that, but yes, a new series called This Week in Shade. What this pretty much is going to be is all of us people on the podcast, the Lost Levels podcast specifically, not any other podcast, but the Lost Levels podcast, pretty much, since we're not doing a podcast technically, we're just going to, like, you know, talk a little bit about what's happening, you know, in the latest Nintendo stuff. So we're going to talk about news of Nintendo stuff, of course, like, you know, we're going to talk about the amusement parks, Nintendo teaming up with Universal, we're going to talk about Splatoon and things like that. We're also, not only that, but you're not going to get just news, you're also going to get shade. Yes, the Lost Levels are going to throw almighty shade. We're going to be just talking truth, and it's going to be really juicy and really fun. So I hope you stick around to watch this. This is going to be up on YouTube and whatnot, and I will probably be posted on MPL. So anyway, I am Spider Staryu. I'm going to be hosting this. Well, at least the Nintendo segment. You're going to get a different segment for the shade part, and that person hosting that part is Dark Boo. Dark Boo? Say yes. Hi.
And we will talk about Puss in Boots. We will talk about Shrek. We will talk about The Wizard of Oz.
Donkey.
Okay.
Hey, Murphy.
We are also joined by the ever shady, because this person's really shady. His name is Soul.
I'm here. Hi.
And he thought of the name, so, you know, props to Soul for a great
Hi.
Name this week in show. Yes. Okay. Also, surprisingly joining us today, he abandoned us earlier, but he's here now. Super Zambazy.
Yes, apparently I abandoned everyone, yes.
Yeah, he does that a lot. Anyway, let's get started with the Nintendo news. I'm sorry this took so long, but I promise you next time will be quicker. Okay, Nintendo news. Let's talk about the amusement parks. How about that? So Nintendo is teaming up with Universal. They are planning on to open some, you know, rides at Universal Parks and Resorts. So what is your guys' opinion about that? You know, like, Nintendo, like, making, like, you know, their own little, their own rides and things of that. Does that sound cool to you guys? Like, what is your opinion? Anyone can start us off. And clearly not Soul, because he's in the bathroom. Boo, why don't you start us off?
I don't like amusement parks.
What? You don't? Why?
No, they don't amuse me.
Why not? They're so much fun.
They don't amuse me.
What, you don't like going on the rides? You get scared?
Hell no, I don't get... When I'm in something that I know I can slide out, and then do a flip...
You can't slide out.
Yes, it can. This big figure can slide out, goddammit. It can slide out. I don't like it when we doing all these flips and stuff. You ain't flipping me, tossing and doing all the things of that nature. Oh, no.
Oh, I really want to bring you on a roller coaster now.
No, you won't put me on a roller coaster because I wouldn't get on there.
I'm okay with roller coasters. I don't like too big ones, but if it's a Nintendo thing, I will... Hold my own just for
you
it.
You guys are so lame. Roller coasters are the best.
I don't
They're
like
so
them.
Much fun.
I do.
No, they aren't.
I do mild
Yes, they ones. Are. Yes, they are.
I do mild ones, but I it gets
What's
me a little...
mild ones? What the hell's a mild roller
They're
coaster?
They're like somewhat smaller roller coasters or shorter roller coasters. There's like this huge new one that opened up by my city because there's this huge amusement park where I live, by where I live. And it's very big. It's like... crazy fast, and I wouldn't do it because it's too high and too fast for me. It just gets me nervous. Maybe I'll do it this next summer, though. Not this summer. I don't have money for it.
Well, all right, fine. What else does everyone think about this? Like, not just roller coasters, but, like, you know, other rides. It doesn't need to be, like, necessary scary rides, but it could be just, you know, fun, like, you know, Nintendo-themed rides. Like, what is that? What is your opinion about that?
Where's the Hyrulean ones?
Okay.
Want some Link?
I don't think we're going to be seeing, like, roller coasters.
SC go.
But, yeah.
Yes, we are.
I don't think we're going to see roller coasters and that kind of stuff. It's more like, sit down on the Mario ride and watch as you go through World 1 on
I hate
the little
you.
Train. SC,
come on.
SC, you need to go... I just went to the bathroom, SC. I think I might have.
Thanks for telling us.
Yes, I think I might
have found
Thank you
for the update.
SC. I think I might have found an SC in there because you're
Whoa.
Just awful.
He's calling you shit!
Stop! I can't squeal. I said I was gonna stop that. You guys are making me do it. Stop.
We're already on the shade part. I see.
Yeah, you're doing this so politely too.
Call me fast forward because I'm sorry. I might have skipped ahead. Okay. But yeah, Ezzy, don't be such a Debbie Downer because at least try to get your hopes up.
I'm being realistic. If there were roller coasters, even if it was okay, you're done speaking. Thank you, Saul.
Okay.
If it was a roller coaster, I mean, all they could do is like call it Mario's Rainbow Ride or something, and you wouldn't really see too much Mario stuff because it's a roller coaster, so it's not
okay.
What's
the point?
I'm just saying that
it's fun
with like a roller coaster or fast paced rides. It's not. It's less about what it's about and more, or what it's themed and more about the actual ride. Whereas when you're doing one of those like train rides and you see all the scenery and stuff, then that's totally about the theme and not about the ride. But I mean, it could be, I'm not just saying just that kind of stuff, but stuff more along the lines of that, where you care more about the theme of the ride instead of the ride itself.
Yes, that's true.
Say, are you scared of roller coasters?
Yes.
Oh, Ezzy.
Oh my god. Am I the only one?
Okay. I know, no, that's not the point, but it's like your reasoning now just seems like the only reason why you said it was because you're afraid of roller coasters. And I'm not saying that is, but to the outside perspective, that is exactly what it seems like.
Well, I know that's not what it, like, I wouldn't mind either or.
Yeah.
But that's just how it is. I mean, that's just how
I would do it. I would do it.
This is why we need Toadette here.
I'm afraid of heights.
Oh my! Oh my God!
Like if I really wish Toadette was here. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say I wish Toadette was here because I think she likes roller coasters as well. We love roller coasters; they're so much fun.
Ugh.
Especially when it goes so high, it's like so guys going like, and it's like slamming down. It's like, oh my God, you want to just scream bloody murder? It's so much fun.
That is true.
Okay, like, so you're the kind of person who likes horror movies too, right?
I don't like horror movies.
Okay, I don't know how that you couldn't then, because they're both the same thing.
So please dive in the ocean, please.
Okay.
I just think that you know it'd be really cool. This is pretty much what we're pretty much saying is, even though whatever it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be cool. Hopefully to do it right. Hopefully you know this broadens their horizons in some way, and you know just hopefully like you know just it's fun. That's all that matters about rides. Are they're fun? All right. And Boo, yes. If I ever meet up with you and like we decide to like go to Universal, you will be going on all the roller coasters, and I'm gonna bring my camera. It's gonna be just on you.
Featuring,
kill me.
Featuring Boo's vomit.
I don't want to kill you. How is it gonna kill you?
It's gonna stop my heart.
Boo. Well, you know what I'm gonna do. You're gonna be on that roller coaster tied up with a balloon in your hand and a tarantula on your head.
You're gonna Snapchat, Boo.
I jump out the seat.
You won't be able to jump out. You're tied in.
I'll crawl out.
He'll bite off his own hands just to get off.
Oh my God!
My heart will stop. My heart will literally stop.
Moving on.
We gotta prepare you, Boo. We gotta prepare you. All right, but is that pretty much all we're gonna talk about with amusement parks? Anything else anyone wants to mention?
Does anyone have any ideas for rides? Like specifically?
I think all of them are.
Princess Zelda's don't have any purpose in life.
Oh. I just think it's gonna be like Nintendo Land, like that game. It's gonna be like kind of like that in some way, somehow, some shape, some form.
Luigi's Mansion, Ghostbusters. Oh wait, that's copyrighted.
I can't do that, but like just some. I think it's something like that, like just something like the atmosphere, something like that's gonna be kind of like similar to that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Alright, so since no one else has anything else to say, we're going to move on to the next one. We're going to talk about Splatoon. Alright, so recently there was a Splatoon Nintendo Direct. Who watched it?
I did, but not live.
I didn't.
I didn't either.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I skipped through.
Oh my gosh. I just Splatooned in my pants. I'm so upset at you guys.
Ew.
And so,
this is supposed to be this week in shade, not this week in nonsense and disgusting. Right? You're being more disgusted than usual.
I'm sorry, that was one comment, but okay, alright.
Oh crap. You didn't. Okay. What? Oh wow. Okay. But yeah, let's. What do we think about Splatoon?
I like it, and I played it this morning, and it's fun and a little hard to get the hang of, but it's fun.
Everyone has been like, "Oh, Splatoon. I'm not interested. It's nice, but I'm not interested." But I think people need to play it and then make that decision because it looks, in my opinion, it looks pretty fun. I do want to try it and see for myself, but I'm tired of people, "Oh, it looks nice, but I am not interested." I'm glad they have a demo for that so that people can actually try it. Yes.
I know all of us are going to be playing it after this mini-sode, if you will. You are going to play it.
Yes, I am, Soul. You're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of myself.
We're going to have fun. Maybe not together, but we're going to play it, and I cannot wait.
Yes, me too. Me too.
I'm okay with it. The roller one is pretty much like that it's introductory weapon because it's very easy to use, but it's also pretty good once you get skilled at it. I like using the splatter shot, the shooter weapons, but either one's fun. You can only choose between two different maps, and one of them's okay, but the other one I think is pretty fun to play on.
And the mode is called Turf Wars, right?
Yes.
And it's
You just have to focus on covering the most of the floor. Walls don't count, it's just the floor with your color ink.
Okay. Very, very cool. I'm very excited for this.
It's gonna be very messy, and I don't know. I'm gonna get the game if the Everbodacious Dark Boo gets the game. So if you guys want me to get the game, you have to convince Dark Boo to get it.
So therefore, you're not getting the game.
I don't know. Are you guys getting? Are you getting the game?
I'm getting the game. Yeah.
I say you get in the game?
It depends on this demo, I think.
Okay, well, I really don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get the game. I don't know. It's not that I don't really want to give new games a chance. It's just that I wasn't really too into it. Like, when I saw it last time at E3, I was like, oh, that's cool. But that's it. Like, I'd rather just watch it than really play it. I don't know. But, you know, I hope hopefully the game does do well. Because... You know, we got to start giving other games a chance. We can't just be like, all Mario this, Mario that, Mario this. People got to give games a chance.
They're going all out for it. They have a whole, at least if the Walmart pre-orders and stuff are anything to say, they had a lot of amiibos for them. Like, the three packs were up for, like, a week. Like, solid week. And that's coming from the amiibos that... got in like a day or 50 minutes. It's like, bye, no more Nesses. So if that's anything to say, Nintendo has faith in the new IP, which is good.
I'm glad, and I hope it does. Like I said, I hope it does well, because you know we need more game. We need more different games out there, not just Mario everywhere. So I might get the game. I don't know. Maybe just to prove a point, but I don't know. What?
That was funny.
How is that funny?
Because what point do you have to prove?
Prove that people need to give people a chance. To give games a chance, even if you're not really sure about it.
Okay.
That's the point. Alright, so let's move on to the next topic. Okay, so the Wii U has recently reached 9.5... I don't know why this is not even funny, and I'm laughing. This isn't funny. Okay. Wii U has reached 9.5 million consoles sold, and then the best-selling games have recently been revealed. So I'm gonna name them off. So we're gonna start from the top, the number one, and then to the bottom. All right, so here it is. Mario Kart 8 is on top with 5.11 million games sold. New Super Mario Bros. U with 4.81 million games sold. Nintendo Land with 4.68 million games sold. Super Mario 3D World, yes, with 4.10 million games sold.
My.
Super Mario Wii U, Super Mario Wii U. Super Smash Brothers Wii U with 3.65 million copies sold. In six, we have New Super Luigi U with 2.25 million sold. We Party U, surprisingly, is up there with 1.55 million sold.
My mind.
And at the bottom, but still a really great seller, is The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker HD with 1.52 million copies sold. So what do you guys think about this list? I'm going to post this list to you so you can look at it more in depth. But, you know, what do you guys think about it?
Star, Mario Party is not up there.
Star, you read it.
Wait, it just came out.
Star, yeah. You read this to us just before this minisode, and I just forgot that New Super Luigi U was a thing. And I'm pretty sure I also forgot that The Wind Waker HD was a thing. And I have that game, and I have New Super Luigi U. But it's good nonetheless. I mean, I think you said 4.3 million for Super Mario World or 3D Super Mario 3D World. No, 4.10.
4.10. Yeah.
Wowee, kazowie! It's a lot of games.
Okay, so Nintendo Land doesn't really count since that came bundled with the system for a long time.
Still counts.
Barely, but and then New Super Luigi is supposed to be DLC, so it makes me mad that there's 2.25 million. I don't like counting that as a separate game.
It is.
Very
Mario Kart 8 is.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8. I'm very good. Very.
Where
happy.
Is Smash Brothers on here?
Fifth, six or 3.65.
Oh, there it is. Oh, that's shocking to me. That's only that. I mean. Smash?
Because we have two different, could we have two different ones? We have a 3DS one and a Wii U.
Oh yeah. So I just think okay. What can I say about this? I'm not really shocked by anything. If I'm shocked by anything, I'm surprised that New Super Luigi U has done so well. But you know, like I think I said at the beginning, most of these games, bar like Mario Kart 8 and like Super Smash Bros. Wii U. These games have been out for a while. I think Super Smash Bros. Wii U is definitely going to improve over time, because that game just came out like barely a year ago. So I think that's going to improve. Super Mario 3D World, I'm glad that so many have been sold, because Super Mario 3D World is a fantastic game. Phenomenal. Perfect. In almost every way. Wii Party U, I'm surprised that's sold that much, because Wii Party U, no Tino's. I haven't really played Wii Party in a while, but. If Wii Party U is anything like the first Wii Party, it's not really that. I never really got it. I was never really able to get into it. So, but, you know, yeah. Most of this isn't really too surprising, honestly.
I have nothing else to say on this.
Boo, do you have anything else to say?
I have, like, how many of the names? Like, two?
Mario Kart 8 and Smash Bros.
Yeah, so we have like two of those games.
I think those are like the only games you have on the Wii U. That wasn't trying to be mean. I'm pretty sure.
I have Mario Party 10. Oh, yeah. I have Pikmin, I think 3 or 2. 3.
Or 2. Pikmin 2.
Oh, 2. Okay, 2. I have
3.
You don't have Pikmin 2.
Pikmin 3.
Then why you say 2 when I said 3?
I was shocked you said 2.
It's funny that you just
oh my two. God.
Mario Party 10 to 3. I'm sure I have another. Well, Shovel Knight, we ain't gonna count that.
You said Pikmin.
I'm so dumb.
Mario Kart 8. Well, I'm not a game person. I don't care for the games. Oh, what? Yeah, that game. So shut up, Soul.
I'm okay. All right, I apologize.
Oh, I can't get like this.
Admit defeat. I guess moving on. Mario Kart 8 somewhat was hinted at getting a third DLC pack in a shareholders meeting, but since the shareholders meeting was supposedly in March, it could have just been hinting at the DLC pack 2 that recently was released like 2 weeks ago. Does anybody have any dreams or wishes for said DLC pack?
We need more DLC.
Of course.
We need, what are some juicy courses? We need Wario Coliseum.
DS Delfino Square.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. If they
turn Wario Coliseum to, like, they can just make that whole core anti-gravity.
Four Wario courses.
We need Wario Stadium. We need
Vanilla
we already
Lake
have Wario Stadium for 64. We need Oh, what's a good DS course? There's not really a lot.
There are a lot of good DS courses. DS,
boy, are you kidding me? Most of the DS courses suck.
Mario Kart DS is like my favorite of the series.
What about the Bowser?
Are you kidding me? What?
Yeah, I love Mario Kart DS.
Ew, gross.
What about the Bowser course?
Oh yeah, Bowser's Castle. Yeah, Bowser's Castle. That's a good one. Boo.
Oh. Okay.
Bowser's Castle 4 from Mario Kart Super Circuit.
Vanilla Link 2.
Yeah, from most of the Super Mario Kart courses, Vanilla Lake would actually be interesting.
I'm okay with it.
Go ahead, so I'll finish up.
Sorry, what's the course called? Waluigi Pinball to come back.
Mario
Circuit. I love Mario Circuit in DS.
What's it called? Lakeside Park. Or Riverside Park from Mario Kart Super Circuit. Yes, 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 we need it. Those are so much fun.
They're hard, though.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I always screw up on them.
No. Okay, so I think Mario Kart 7 has a lot of good tracks. So I think Daisy Hills, Wario Shipyard, the Rosalina's Ice World, Calamari Desert would be cool to see again.
I want Daisy Hills, though. I love that course.
Oh, that course made me...
Daisy Cruiser would be cool. Maple Tree Way? Uh-huh. I want to see that again. Airship Fortress. Doop, 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 doop.
Which one?
Airship Fortress. They should have some battle stages. I think that would help.
No, I don't get the hype on... I don't get the hype of Airship Fortress, though. I don't understand why everyone loves it. It's just boring.
I'm
just
same.
I just do really
Wario
well
Shipyard,
on it.
I would be down for.
Yeah, I don't really want Daisy Hills back, just because a certain someone I used to play Mario Kart 7 with would pick that course every second.
Was
sometimes
that me?
At a cup, we would pick... What?
Was that me?
So did you do that?
I don't think so.
Did you pick it, like, okay, you
know,
like,
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about?
I think I know who you're
talking
about.
Shade towards him, because he would do that all the time. Literally, we would play Daisy Hills three times in one cup, we would play Daisy Hills. I'm like, are you kidding me? Pick something else. He would just keep picking it, because it would always get picked.
Well, I want Wario Shipyard back. If I was to choose one more Mario Kart 7, it'd be Wario Shipyard. That one's so fun. And
I want Rock Mountain.
I hate that one.
It's such an original course.
I don't understand it.
Most people don't like it. And I really, really like it.
Okay, me too.
I see. You can try to be the snowflake here, but you're not.
What?
You could try to be the special snowflake who's the odd one out, but you're not, okay?
Okay, that's so enough out of you, Saul. Thank you.
Put that in your pipe and smoke
it. Well, okay, settle down, you two. I'm trying to look for more courses, because I feel like there's a lot. I just want to, like, I want to, like, have my predictions, because I was right about Ribbon Road coming back, and I was so happy that I was
Daisy
right.
Daisy Circuit.
So, like, let's try to, like, Daisy Circuit, yes! Yes! Yes!
That's, like, his trigger word.
My favorite course of all time, of any Mario Kart course, of any Mario Kart ever. That is my most favorite course ever. The music is so nostalgic. I would die if that course... I'm going to note this right now. If that course gets brought back, I'm going to cry on the podcast. I'm going to cry. One of you guys are going to have to hold me, because I'm literally going to be crying.
I don't want to clean up Staryu tears.
Too bad. I want Toad's Factory. Yes, 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 Toad's Factory from Mario Kart
Wii. Boo, you've been... A, Boo, you've been oddly silent, and B, we're going to have to choose two courses each.
I said F-Zero.
That's it.
That's not a course.
So you want Captain Falcon?
No, I want the courses.
Okay.
Bring back Captain Falcon, Samurai Goro.
What?
I forgot the other's name. I know Hyper Falcon and
Blood Falcon.
Little Jody
Ryan,
Summer.
James, what is his name? James McCloud.
James
bring
McCloud.
Too.
Jody
Ryan.
Summer.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, Jody.
Okay, the entire roster, please.
Not the entire. You know how many characters are in F-Zero?
Ooh,
yeah, there's a lot.
Like you were naming all of them. I'm sorry.
Do you know how many are there?
No!
I think there's about a good 60.
Oh. Okay. Bring the
but
Boo,
we're talking about course. We're talking about bringing back courses from Mario Kart games. So, is there any like courses from previous Mario Kart games
no.
you want brought back? No, there has to be some, boo.
I really don't care for them.
What about Mario Kart Wii?
Rainbow Road on Mario Kart Wii. Yes, yes, yes.
I want GCN Mario Kart.
Rainbow Road. That's going to be too hard.
I love that one.
I'm going to fall off a lot. No.
Da-da-da.
That's good music, though.
Yeah, it does. All right,
okay, we've been talking about this a lot. We're sorry, but we just can't help ourselves when it comes to Mario Kart. Pretty much all we want is we want good courses. We want, you know, if there is more DLC, I don't know if there is going to be, but I definitely would make Mario Kart 8 more interesting for, like, at least a good month, and then, you know, you put it back in the shelf. It'll be good. It'll be good to bring it back so that we have some courses, some new courses to play on. So I want, like, you know, Frappy Snowland. Yes, we need Choco Mountain.
I hate that one.
No.
Yes,
I like Choco Mountain, but
we
not
need Banshee
Frappy
Boardwalk.
Snowland. No.
I see. You can't say no to every course I pick.
Most of the N64 courses I don't like. Their remakes, however, are really good. So it's not to say don't bring them.
Not in Mario Kart DS. Those courses weren't good. Those
Yo,
courses
not in Mario Kart DS. I'm talking about 8 and 7. 7 and 8 both did pretty good with N64 courses.
Yes, they did.
Alright, moving on.
There's only one course I don't want to be brought back, and that is Peach Gardens.
I like
Peach
Gardens.
Please, no Peach Gardens. That course.
It was not fun in Wii U, or Wii, but it was good in DS.
No. Well, actually, yeah, you're kind of right, slightly. Oh my god, but I don't really like Peach Gardens, so. Alright, but before we go, is there any other courses people want to bring up really quickly?
No.
Okay.
If they had to choose a Rainbow Road, I want them to choose Rainbow Road DS.
Alright, maybe in the future we'll have another podcast where we're more in-depth about this. But, you know, if for people listening, you know, why don't you post in the comments, whether it be on MPL or on our YouTube, yes. Why don't you just comment on some courses that you want to be brought back? Or hey, like, some of the courses we named, tell us if you want that course to be brought back or not.
Uh-huh.
Please. So, now that is it for our news, but now we're going to get into the Shade segment. Yes, this week in Shade, so we're going to get into Shade. I don't know why you're laughing, Boo's going
to
be host.
Boo gets to host it. That's
Boo gets
saying.
To host this, because I'm shady, so shady. Essie's getting increasingly shady.
It's getting
but
darker.
But Boo is the Shade King. No one is more shady than Dark Boo himself, so please... Dark Boo, lead us into the segment. Just lead us, please. Lead us into the dark.
We're going to talk about
black.
Shrek, Wizard of Oz. We're going to talk about the scarecrow that has no brain.
Oh my god.
Yes, we're going to talk about the scarecrow that has no brain.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Puss in Boots. Because he thinks he's fish when he's not. So, we were playing Mafia. Well, I was playing Mafia. Someone PM'd me to join. I'm like, I don't feel like joining, but I joined just for the heck of it because I haven't joined in a while. Oh. I died day one again. Again. Whoever killed me, I want you to listen here. I'm not going to cuss you out, but I'm going to cuss your name out. You know, I know how I'm going to do that? I'm going to do this and say your birth is a curse. And end it like that.
But
I'm somebody died day night zero. How the hell you died night zero? If I would have died night zero, my foot would have been so far in someone's username. I wouldn't be a Gmod because I would have abused it.
Yeah, SC would have to like remove you from staff.
Yes, you had to remove me because I would have taken their email address, taking their home address, taking their home phone number, taking their cell phone number, taking their computer IP address, taking their car, their house, their cable bill, and every single bill.
My piece on Mr. Boots.
Can we talk about Mafia for a second?
Okay, there's more?
Yeah.
I haven't kept track, so.
Okay, even though Boo is getting really mad, and even though some of it's like, whoa, that's a lot of shade, Boo. Whoa, oh my god. It's like, for me, it's like, I can understand why Boo's mad, because a lot of people, when they play Mafia games, especially on the form this is being played on, it's no shade towards the form, it's the truth. A lot of people, they kill off people who they haven't played in a while. Dark Boo has not played in a while. And they kill him off. And it's not fair to me, because it's like, there's people who played... There are people in the game who play, like they play through the whole game. Each and every game they play, they're able to last way till the end. They don't die. And to me, that's not fair, because, like, always Boo, every time he plays, he just puts no Lynch, and then he dies night one. That's not fair, and it's not the host's fault. Of course not. No one's blaming the host, but it's just the people, the members. That's what they do, and I can understand why Dark Boo is frustrated with it, because it's so ridiculous. He wants to play the game. He wants to get into Mafia, and it's like, those people just keep killing him day one. It's not fair. It's not right. All right, they kill him night one, and it's so frustrating. It's just a game, yeah, of course. That's what people are gonna kind of like. It's just a game. Grow up or whatever. I know it's just a game, but still, it's frustrating. All right, it makes you not want to play Mafia. That's why I don't play Mafia, because the same thing hasn't happened to me. But people kill me just because I'm experienced. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
You want to hear something dumber?
What?
Last game. You want to know why I died?
Why'd you die?
Because I post vote no Lynch and I didn't say anything else. That's why he decided to kill me. Boots. And little that he knows, somebody else killed him the same night. They killed the King Boo. And then he posts. I was like, are you serious? And he's like, I post because I thought you had more information. It is the beginning of the game. What information I have?
That's the truth.
No. I don't even know who the hell playing this game right now. What information do I have?
Oh, no.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, I can't.
He got
breathe.
Me so mad beyond the point. Oh my god, he's getting me mad. I'm starting to clap and chant. He got me so mad. It was so stupid. I was like, really? And he trying to justify. I'm like, why are you trying to justify your ass hatness?
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. It does so mad when someone kills you. Just to get you mad, because then we have another person who like to get me mad every single damn day of the week. Get me mad.
I remember Boo was in a game, one of my games, and someone, Boo was in last place, right? He stole a star from Boo just to get him mad. But it wasn't for any other reason, just to get him mad. He was like, oh, he was already winning on this person who did it. He was already winning. He just wanted to steal a star from Dark Boo at the end because he's like, oh, I want to see you mad. It's funny.
And this is Boots, by the way.
No, that wasn't Boots.
No, this is not Boots.
Who is this?
Donkey.
Oh, God.
This is Donkey.
This is Donkey.
Okay.
Donkey.
There's multiple people in this,
He just get me so mad. And my thing is, if he would have stole... what can we call him?
What are we going to call him? Chinese
Lord
Noodles?
Farquaad.
I don't know what to call him. I don't want to call him, no... I don't know. We're going to figure it out, so... But he could have stole it from him, and it would have been a definite first place, so we don't have to wait for bonus stars. He stole from me, didn't hit me up or aim, ha-ha, I stole your star. While I'm doing my constitutional amendments, he wanted to be like, ha-ha, I stole your star.
Excuse me. Big mistake.
Excuse me? I'll rip your fingers off your hand. Excuse me? I will shove your fingers down your throat, make you shit them.
Oh, God.
Boo, okay, graphic.
Okay.
It gets me so mad because these kids be testing my patience, and my patience is limited. It's not unlimited like Aziz.
Yeah,
Aziz
has
unlimited. I don't have unlimited. My patience is little. It's not there. It's non-existent. So when you try me, I'm going to try you.
Yes.
And this will not be no Kit Kat Twix need a moment. No, it will not, because I will sin for you. I will sin, and I will yank. I will sin for chemotherapy where it needs to be.
All right. Is that all?
Oh my god! Freaking Donkey and Puss in Boo.
Oh my god! I love the names.
My beef with Mr. Boots or Mrs. Boots, but only on weekends. Me, Staryu, and SZ, and Boo, and maybe even Toadette have been accompanied. To Boots shenanigans, be it Mario Kart Wii, Super Smash Brothers, not so much Super Smash Brothers, but Super Smash Brothers and Mario Kart 8, Mr. Boots finds fun in just being annoying. He likes to rub salt in the wound, spit in it, and then possibly whip it, and then put the bandage on it. He's not the nice person, Mr. Boots. And Boots also, what's it called? Like, for an example, I've been, somewhat recently, I was playing with Boots, and I was beating him pretty good, and I was okay with him going ahead of me,
But the problem was, the way he did it was he hit me with a red shell, and I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I was still upset. But the problem was, after he goes ahead of me, he fires both of his red shells behind him to hit me more, and so I got from first to second to, I think, ninth in a single, probably 2 seconds. It was just so frustrating, and this was, I believe, 200cc, so it was just awful, 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 and Boots is just an awful person because Boots likes to do this off and on video games. He'll do it online, just speaking. His lips are just awful. And I shouldn't be being so mean to Boots because I guess I like him, but...
You do not like him? You do not like him?
I'm lukewarm with him. He needs to staple his mouth shut.
Choice of worms.
I know.
All right, Essie, do you have any shade to dish?
What's wrong with Boots, in your opinion?
It doesn't need to be about Boots. It doesn't need to be about Boots. It could be about anyone else. No, it could be about anyone else. Beyond Boots. It needs to be shaded.
You
throw so much shade. Come on now.
You can
do it.
You're not innocent.
Okay.
What?
Oh my god.
Yes, you do.
I don't know. I just have more patience. I don't really have anything to say.
No,
you have more patience.
Yeah,
you are a liar.
When it comes to Smash Brothers, my patience runs thin very quickly. But outside of that, it's pretty good.
Well, then go call out somebody, whether it be Boots.
Don't play Super Smash Bros. As in he get mad. He slipped. Yesterday, he slipped that game pad so loud, I thought he shattered glass. I might be lying.
That's the thing with SZ. Okay, when you play with him, he will not let you leave Smash Brothers until he beats you. Literally, you just have to be like, oh no, how'd you know I was gonna do that? You have to, like, literally fake losing just so he can, like, be content with himself.
Well, jeez, well, now I know that I can't trust you if I even win.
Oh, boo.
You will never win. Oh, no, I didn't say that!
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a shade cast, it's okay.
Okay, I'm done throwing shade. But we need shade. We can't be shady towards each other. We're like universal in this room of shade. We gotta throw shade at others.
We need to put Puss in Boots into like the deep fryer.
Oh my!
Oh, this is so mean.
Okay. I like to chat. Oh, shut up! You about to make me say like. Oh my god, I'm about to be so rude. I'm sorry to everyone. I was going to be so stereotypical. Let me be stereotypical. I'm going to say like the Chinese fried cat that meow.
Oh my god.
It's so rude, but that's no shade to anyone because I'm just trying to crack jokes.
Cat Mario.
It's like us. When black people can't fry chicken, I get mad. I really do.
Cat Mario, Cat Peach, Cat Toad, Cat Luigi, Cat Yoshi.
Cat Yoshi, yes.
Pull up with the meow. With the
All right. I'm not used to all this shade, so let's try to. Is there any more shade that could be thrown?
SC Jeopardy.
SC, that was shade right there. All right. Did you just? Was that SC or was that you, Sol?
That was SC.
SC, you're mean. Okay. Yeah. You're mean. I don't like you anymore.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jeopardy and how Essie gets mad.
All right, fine, let's do it. Because I was going to be nice to Essie, but he was being mean. All right, so do it.
Essie, you do... Well, Essie, at times he doesn't even pay attention to Essie. So
what does that even mean?
We don't like you.
Because you just look at the question and you're like, ugh, I can't answer this.
Well, at least I pay attention to my spelling, okay?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no!
You said it's the shade segment, then okay, here we go.
You opened a can of worms you cannot close. Boo, you gonna take that?
Oh, no, he didn't!
That was as shady as the time.
It's time to end.
That was as shady. That was as shady when he insulted my internet. Boo, you gonna take that? You gonna take that?
Oh. What can I do? Well, I can't talk about Mario Kart.
That was so. I think
that speaks for itself. Am I right?
You were just licked. I don't think you could respond to that. I think you have to give the victory to SC.
How can I respond to that? We can't respond to Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy.
I think it's time to end.
Wow.
Yes. Every time that we do, every time so we do, every time shady. We do the literature. Every time we do the literature one, you never get one right.
Oh, no.
He's about
okay.
Ezzy's illiterate, everybody. It's official.
No, it's his major.
I know.
Don't you just made the shade worse. You just made it 10 times worse.
I need my inhaler.
I had to come back with that throwback with that, sir.
You guys are too shady. We're supposed to be shady towards others, not each other.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Because the thing is, when it's a math category, I get it right.
Oh.
That's not entirely true. You've gotten some wrong.
Which one I got wrong? That logarithmic scale one? Because we don't use it anymore?
Okay, nobody I don't know every scales. Single book that's been ever written, okay, and every single
every author. Time we play is English and literature. Every time we play English, literature, English, literature, religion. I can't stand that category in religion. Every time it's religion, I'm like, SZ1.
Alright.
I give up, so I just let him guess. Let him get right, whatever, because I can't do religion.
Alright, are you two gonna keep bickering?
I'm trying to think of what else to say.
Alright, that's the end of the mic, or the mini, so.
No, let SZ make a retaliation.
Right. I can't think of anything.
We'll literally edit this out. Literally just think of one right now.
SZ will pat Say Jack you up. Isn't he the host of Jeopardy?
Oh, well, you know what?
That's Wheel of Fortune,
oh,
so...
Whoops.
No, that's Isn't not that bad. Never mind.
Isn't he the dude that insulted Toadette's dad?
No, Alex Trebek.
Oh. Oh, I'm like out of my game. Alright, SZ's
So I guess SZ does have no retaliation.
SZ is gonna take a nap.
Boo and SC were really shady, and my feelings are hurt, and I'm just a really young person, and I can't
Shut
up. SC, don't make it worse. You already broke my heart, so you don't do it. Don't break it even further. All right, so I'm going to end the podcast with broken and a mess, all right, as usual. What is the ending information? Well, I don't have the ending information, so I'm going to look it up. Okay, it's not in this topic.
On iTunes.
I'm just do the ending information, you goblin. All right, okay, you can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Reviews help, so please give us a review. Even though this is going to be uploaded to YouTube, we still want you to do that for our iTunes. Because, hey, why not?
Puss in Boots wants
to. Our YouTube. This is our YouTube right now. But just in case someone just took our video and put it somewhere and uploaded it somewhere else, which I don't know why someone would do that.
I have no idea why they do
You
us.
Never know. You never know. Our YouTube is The Lost Levels MPL. So just The Lost Levels with the letters MPL.
Yes.
So simple. Come on. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MariaPartyLegacy.com and The Lost Levels Podcast at TheLostLevels.MariaPartyLegacy.com. I'm Spider Star You everywhere around this world. Please don't say mean things to me. I can't take it. I'm not someone who dishes out a lot of shade. And when people dish out a lot of shade towards me, it really hurts my feelings. So please don't dish out too much shade towards me. I'm Spider Star You on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of those sites are Spider Star You. So please, add me to your circles, add me to whatever you want. I don't care, add me to your group or add me to whatever, alright? And also, thank you guys so much for, I just want to say this really quickly, thank you guys so much for 100 likes on Facebook. Yes, 100 likes! Thank you so much. And that is it.
And you can follow me online and not in real life at Greninja on Tumblr, Lapis Your Pants for my Steven Universe Tumblr, and then Compete on Nintendo Network. That's my Nintendo Network ID, regardless.
Super Zamzy everywhere, Twitter, Nintendo Network, and wherever else. Yes.
Dark Boo YouTube and Dark Boo 007.
So
I think Twitter, Nintendo Network. I guess that's it, yes.
Whoa!
Thank you guys so much for watching our first episode. of our shady, shady, shady show.
This Week in Shade.
Yes, This Week in Shade. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Next time, hopefully, if we ever do another one, hopefully it's a little bit shorter. It's actually a little bit longer than what I thought, but, you know, that's okay. We had a lot of juicy stuff, and whatever the case is, and some people were being mean, and whatever the case is. But, you know, that's fine. You know, whatever. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tell us what you think in the comments below. And that is it. All right? That's it. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you guys next time. All right? So see you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.